The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1978, Soyuz 29 was launched to the Soviet space station Salyut 6, where the crew took up residence and set a new space endurance record, staying in space for nearly 4 months. In response to previous crews' warnings about loss of muscle mass, there was more time built into the Salyut crew's schedule for exercise. In 1985, another Soviet space score as Vega 2 dropped off a landing probe at Venus and then grabbed a gravity assist from the planet so it could meet up the following year with Halley's Comet. Curiously, the Vega 2 landing probe came to rest in a region whose terrain resembled Earth's moon. Like every other space probe from Earth to go there, Vega 2 was crushed by the temperature and pressure of the atmosphere of Venus within an hour. In 2010, the 24th full-time crew of the International Space Station lifted off in a Soyuz spacecraft for a 5-month stay. Actress Robin Curtis, who took over the part of Lieutenant Savick from Kirstie Alley in Star Trek 3 and 4, was born today in 1956. Dr. Horrible himself, Neil Patrick Harris, was born on this day in 1973.
It's afraid. It's afraid!
Makeup artist and special effects whiz Stan Winston, who worked on movies from Titanic to The Fifth Element to the Lord of the Rings series to Iron Man to Star Trek Nemesis, died on this day in 2008. He won Oscars for his work on Terminator 2, Jurassic Park, and Aliens. On this day in 2014, radio personality and voice actor Casey Kasem died, the voice of everyone from Shaggy to Battle of the Planets leader Mark.
I want to get a closer look at that thing.
Be careful, Mark. They're bound to have this equipment well protected.
Cover me.
On this day in 1992, Captain Picard and his crew discovered that time had gotten ahead of them, and it had gotten the head of Data, too.
Data, how can you look inside that, analyze the decomposition without...
Emotion, sir?
Yes.
I am simply trying to make an objective assessment.
Data, is this yours?
I believe so, sir.
Could it be law?
No, sir. My brother's positronic brain has a type L phase discriminating amplifier. Mine is a type R.
Type R?
Yes, sir.
Can you predict how long this has been in the cabin?
Decomposition strongly indicates that life was terminated approximately 500 years ago. That would be consistent with the other artifacts we recovered.
Your head is not an artifact.
In 1973, the original Planet of the Apes saga wrapped up with the fifth and final movie, Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
We still wait, but as I look at apes and humans, living in friendship, harmony, and the peace, now some 600 years after Caesar's death, at least we wait with hope for the future.
Lawgiver, who knows about the future?
Perhaps only the dead.
20th Century Fox was eager to get the apes off the big screen before they started losing money, and the studio's TV division was equally eager to bring the apes to network television. And in 1983, the Blackadder saga began, chronicling Edmund Blackadder's unfortunate adventures in the Middle Ages. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. there's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.